Morocco, week 3, Thursday. And now, episode 14 of Moon Over Morocco.
The day has its eyes, the night has its ears.
Jack fell into a trance. Kelly attempted to pull Jack away from the music. He failed. The music was stronger. Kelly fears that Jack is flipping out. Jack really is acting weird. Kelly may be right. It's now very late the same night. Kelly and Sonny are in the hills. Below them is the valley where the festival is taking place.
How did you get me up here?
Some men helped carry you away from there. Oh,
how many knives are stuck in me?
You didn't get cut. I don't know why.
I hate to ask this, but how did old Jack come out of it?
I don't know. I couldn't find him.
Well, he's probably all right.
The Berbers that helped carry you up here looked all over for him. But they couldn't find him anywhere.
I hope he hasn't gotten staggering off somewhere.
I don't know. Do you think he'll be safe?
No one will hurt him. I'm just concerned he doesn't hurt himself. There goes the last of the moon.
What?
And the moon is setting. Behind you.
Wow. You know, it's funny, but I've never seen a full moon set before. I didn't know that it becomes red and enormous as it nears the horizon. Just like when it's beginning to rise. There are certain moments, certain pictures, scenes. I wish I could hold in my mind forever.
Anyway, tomorrow's the full moon.
We can't stop and hold anything, can we?
You'd think the dogs back home in Tangier would be barking themselves silly this night of the full moon, wouldn't you?
I thought they kept getting louder as the moon kept getting bigger, no?
Yeah, they increase, and then on the night of the full moon, they slack off.
That's strange.
Yeah, must be the pull on the dog's libido starts to change at that point. The stars are nodding out, too. Wow, the sky is lighting up over there. Sun's coming.
Doesn't a planet need oxygen for fire to burn?
I have no idea what keeps the sun red. But when you see that thing coming up over the Sahara, it's one hell of a sun.
How far are we from the Sahara?
Yeah, the other side of the mountains. South. There'll be buses going back there in the morning. I take it you're ready to return to Marrakesh?
Do I look that bad?
You look amazingly fresh this morning. How do I look? Right. Let's go down to that tent cafe and get some coffee and breakfast. Yeah. Maybe we can get a bearing on this missing Mr. Flanders. Oh, I am stiff. Oh, God. God. Every bone has been bruised and battered.
Oh!
Is anything broken?
I feel as though a herd of wild camels have been playing hopscotch on my ribcage.
Ah, ow!
You can lean on me.
I'm all right.
You went flying through the air, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't land on any children.
What?
They don't like foreigners to fly through the air and land on their children.
But what if it was an accident?
Yeah, nope. No good. We're not Muslims. We don't have souls. Creatures that fly through the air and flatten out their children and don't have souls are worse off than a dirty dog.
But I have a soul.
So does a shoe. Come on. Jack's gone.
But what about the man who said he saw an American get on a bus early this morning?
No, I don't think that was him.
It could have been.
The bus wasn't going to Marrakesh. Granted, he was crazy enough to go anywhere. I have the unpleasant feeling he's out there in the rocks somewhere.
What will we do?
Beats me. Contact the authorities.
They'll look for him?
Well, maybe I'll tell him he was carrying a lot of money. Then they're sure to look for him.
He could have taken that bus to wherever it was going and then caught a bus to Marrakesh.
Yeah. I don't know.
He could be waiting at the hotel for us.
Well, he could have waited right here for us.
Have you noticed the way that man has been watching us?
They watch everyone.
He's coming this way.
You look for your friend?
You've seen him?
I see him. Then I see him no more.
Where was he when you saw him no more?
He with you.
Then you saw me trying to take the knife away last night?
I watch.
Then he knows where he is.
Or he knows where he isn't. What happened after I fell on the ground?
Friend disappear.
We know he disappeared. Where?
He tried to go to the Mazomoda.
Where's that?
Beats me. Is that near?
Eh?
Is the Mazomoda near here?
Tell me the joke.
Unfortunately, I only know the punchline.
We don't understand the joke. comprehend what is so funny.
That's a good one.
They do have a sense of humor. But I wish I knew what was so funny. That man had the most powerful eyes I've ever seen. They were as bright as diamonds. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, at least I was right. Jack did climb on the bus this morning. Why are you so quiet? Cat got your tongue? You're angry because you were wrong and I was right, right? Wrong? What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know. Something happened to me last night. Just before I blacked out. I started to hallucinate, I guess. It was pretty damn real at the time. I saw these archways that stretched off into infinity, I suppose. And Jack's lips kept forming those words. The Mazomoda.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember it now.
Then that's where he's gone. I feel a lot better, don't you?
Hmm?
need another cup of coffee. Waiter? Waiter?
Yes?
More of the same.
More of the same.
This will be simple, Kelly. We can go back to Marrakesh. I can take a long hot bath, and we'll catch a bus for the Masmuda. Aren't you going to talk to me anymore?
I was just recalling last night. The bells. Yeah, I guess we can go now.
I ordered more coffee. Oh, here he comes with it. Can you tell me in what direction is Masmuda?
Well, Sonny, I don't think he understands.
Mm. Do you know of the Masmuda?
The Masmuda?
Where is it? Where is the Masmuda?
Where?
What city is it near?
Near?
Sonny, I think this...
He almost understands. What direction do we go to get there?
You wish to go to the Masmuda?
Yes, how do we get there?
Oh.
Now, don't you start that, too. What direction? You understand? Direction?
You want to know the direction to the Masmuda?
That's right. Told you I'd find out, Kelly.
The Masmuda in that direction.
That direction?
Yeah, that's where he pointed, Sonny. Straight up.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
The darkness is my shadow. Now I can see the inscription. Standing in the way of our own light. The way. Those were the words hidden by the shadow. I couldn't read the words because my darkness covered it. It means I've been standing in the way of my own light. Blocking my own light.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.